Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate passes big foreign aid bill. We have the story.
More anti-Israel demonstrations on college campuses. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police investigate a fatal shooting in North Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Looming budget deficits could jeopardize new Wichita fire station additions. That story is ahead.
After 6 months of delays and heated election year wrangling, Congress passed a $95 billion foreign aid package.
The Senate stepped up with strong bipartisan support last night to pass the foreign aid package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Tonight we tell our allies, we stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us.
The bill passed last weekend in the House will funnel billions to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as humanitarian aid for Gaza and elsewhere. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell before the vote.
This is an extremely important day in the history of our country and of the free world.
The package also requires TikTok's Chinese owner to sell the app or get banned in the U.S. President Biden says he will sign the bill. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Protests continue to break out, now spreading to the West Coast on college campuses, many calling for an end to the Israel-Hamas war. Fox's Matt Finn with more from Los Angeles.
We begin at Cal Poly Humboldt in Northern California, where the school will be closed and classes are moved online after an intense clash between pro-Palestinian protesters and police. In a statement, Cal Poly writes that the university is concerned about safety as protesters have taken over an academic building and the community is advised to stay away. The school says the protesters are also using zip ties to seal doors, creating extreme fire hazards.
The University of Cal Berkeley also joining the protest, with students calling on the school to implement policies protecting Palestinian students and calling for an end to violence in Gaza.
A man is dead after a shooting in North Wichita.
It happened over the noon hour Tuesday in the 1400 block of North Minnesota near 13th and I-135. Police arrived and found a man with gunshot wounds. He was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Police identified the man as 33-year-old Norman Carter III. Officials say a person of interest was taken into custody and that the case remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call detectives at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
During a budget workshop yesterday, Wichita City Manager Robert Layton said the city may not be able to afford the construction and staffing of one of two proposed new fire stations.
Layton said the city has had preliminary discussions on if they can delay construction of one of the two stations. So far, the city has purchased property in the southwest part of town, but not yet in the northwest. Questions about affordability comes as Wichita faces a projected budget deficit of $14 to $16 million by 2026. Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard said constructing just one new station instead of two would be a tough pill to swallow.
I'm going to have a really hard time trying to pull those projects. We talk about public safety all day, every day, how it's one of our top priorities. And I'm just going to have a really hard time trying to minimize those projects.
The council previously approved two new fire stations in an effort to improve emergency response times. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita Public School leaders held the final two public input sessions Tuesday night on the future of six school buildings set to close at the end of this year. They also met with a select group of community members earlier in the day. The group was made up of parents, organization leaders, and community members. Consultant David Sturtz explains how the feedback will be used.
What do you want for your community for the long haul in terms of access to schools, what type of schools, and that kind of thing? And with that feedback, we can align it with the data and see what's the trajectory that this district is likely on for the coming decade.
A community survey is expected to be released in May, with the Board of Education voting on what to do with the buildings in June. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
One mistake would make the difference in the Royals game last night. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
North Korea is getting friendly with Iran. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. At Tuesday's Wichita City Council workshop, the council discussed recommendations made by the city's Animal Control Board. Those recommendations will likely come before the council at a later date as ordinance amendments. Three of the 11 proposed amendments include a mandate requiring a microchipping for all dogs and cats, an increase in license fees for dogs, and an increase in the number of dogs and cats allowed from 2 to 3 without an animal maintenance permit.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county's annual budget writing process is beginning. He says the county is looking at about a $5 million imbalance, and he doesn't favor any tax increase.
Property tax burden on our individuals is only about 20-25% of the property tax bill, but of that 20-25% that makes up your property tax bill, I got to do the very best I can, and so do my colleagues. I'm guarding that to make sure we're not passing through burden, an increase in property tax burden.
And Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
North Korea is getting friendly with Iran.
A high-level North Korean economic team is visiting Iran for the two countries' first known talks since the COVID-19 pandemic. It illustrates how Kim Jong-un is trying to make his country less isolated, developing alliances with some other adversaries of the United States. Both North Korea and Iran, for example, have been accused of helping Russia in its war on Ukraine. The two nations have had warm relations in the past, Pyongyang last sending senior officials to Iran in 2019. This trip is led by Yoon Jung-ho, North Korea's Minister of External Economic Relations. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Better late than never for this recipient of the Purple Heart Medal.
96-year-old Earl Meyer of St. Peter, Minnesota, still carries shrapnel in his leg from the mortar attack that wounded him during the Korean War in 1951. Now, 73 years later, Meyer has been notified by the U.S. Army it has reversed itself and will finally grant him the Purple Heart. The decision came after a campaign by his daughters and lawyer. The case had been rejected for years due to a lack of paperwork. Meyer believes the medic who treated him after he got wounded was killed before he could file the paperwork. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now, watch out for a traffic accident. This could affect things northbound on I-135, and it's between Harry and Lincoln. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Oh, just fine.
Wonderful.
Just, we're waiting for the rain to come.
Yeah, you know, not only waiting for the rain, waiting for the storms, too. You know, we also need to make sure that we're remaining weather aware. I know we need the moisture. We'll actually have a chance of rain today, but then as early as tomorrow, even this time tomorrow morning, So exactly about 24 hours from now, we'll need to watch out for a few strong storms beginning to return to the area. So getting right into that forecast, just because we do have a busy timeline ahead of us, we'll have a 30% chance of showers as we go through the day. Can't rule out a rumble of thunder, but not expecting any severe weather today. The fact that we'll have a lot more cloud cover, some rainfall around at times, not going to be a washout, though. This is still going to keep us a little bit cooler compared to the last couple of days. Still able to get up to 70 degrees, though. So still staying pretty pleasant out there in regard to our temperatures. Going to be a bit breezy, too, but winds not going to be too gusty out there. We'll have a 70% chance of showers and storms late tonight, especially during the overnight, which is when a better chance for storms will begin to develop. So this is going to be late overnight, especially into early Thursday morning. I would not be surprised to maybe see a warning or two nearby for wind and hail. Heavy rainfall going to be a possibility as well with some of those storms that we're expecting to develop early tomorrow morning. 54 degrees for a low, mild temperature-wise early tomorrow morning. And once again, getting back up to a high of 70 degrees. That's because it's just going to be mostly cloudy again with showers and storms early on, making their way out to the east of us by the time we get into the early part of the afternoon, and then evening storms developing, possibly as early as late afternoon, west of Wichita, but we'll need to keep an eye on what's happening off to our west, because that's what's going to head in our direction by the time we get into our Thursday night, and all forms of severe weather are on the table, so that means large hail, damaging winds, as well as an isolated tornado can't be ruled out late tomorrow evening, possibly all the way into the overnight as well. By Friday, a lot of that stormy activity moving out, but then we'll need to keep a close eye on things late in the day. If our atmosphere is able to recover, could have a couple of strong to severe storms around the Wichita area and east. High of 82. Friday also going to be warmer and windy as well. Saturday, better chance of strong to severe storms, at least compared to Friday's risk. If you plan on being outdoors on Saturday, please make sure that you have a safe, sturdy shelter nearby just in case. It's also going to be warm, windy, late afternoon, evening hours again when it comes to our chance of seeing strong to severe storms. That's going to be Saturday. Moisture starting to pull away from us Sunday. Not as damp, not as stormy, not expecting any severe weather to wrap up the weekend either, and then turning dry by the time we get to the early part of next week with highs in the 70s. Right now, 55 degrees, light northeast breeze at 6 miles an hour, and skies yielding some cloud cover out there.
All right. Thank you, Ronell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams, Stephen Ted of the Morning Now, 7:14 on this Wednesday morning, April 24th. We had a sunny, windy day across South Central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 78 degrees, normal high for the date 70. On this date in 1990, the Hubble Space Discovery blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying the $1.5 billion Hubble Space Telescope, taking some pictures way out there and billions of miles away.
What an amazing
billions and billions
contraption that
wow.
is.
Certainly is. And a birthday today. Pretty a couple of big ones. I had to choose between two. And you'll probably cover this in the blur coming up. Shirley MacLaine is 90 today.
Oh, my.
Shirley MacLaine. 6 Oscar nominations. She has one win, and that is for Terms of Endearment in 1983. Which, by the way, was on, Shelley had it on TV last night. Hmm. I hadn't seen it in a while, and that was a very interesting movie. Jack Nicholson's he's a mess in that movie. 6 Oscar nominations. Of course, her brother is a guy named Warren Beatty. And he's become a pretty big star himself. All right, Ted, coming up on 7:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we'll start to college baseball. Wichita State tried to get things going, visiting 18th-ranked Oklahoma last night. Shocker pitchers held the Sooners to only 3 hits. However, Shockers couldn't get the win. Oklahoma scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning. That was all they got. Guess how all 3 of those runners got on base?
With a walk.
Yep. 3 walks, all 3 scored. And that was it. Oklahoma beat the Shockers 3-1. Oklahoma has won 8 games in a row, their longest winning streak in 7 years. Shockers have now dropped 5 in a row. 1,800 were at the game last night in Norman as the Shocks drop a game 3-1 at 18th-ranked Oklahoma. Minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge couldn't even get 1 run last night. They lose 1-0 at San Antonio. The Mission scored 1 run in the bottom of the 1st, and that was it. Wichita Wind Surge only 0-6 with the runners in scoring position in a game that only took 2 hours and 6 minutes. 4,000 at the game in San Antonio. Wichita visiting the Missions again tonight as the long road swing continues. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals at home at Coffin Stadium hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals were down 2-0 in the fifth inning, but then rallied for three in the bottom of the fifth. The door opened by an error by the Blue Jays that led to three unearned runs. And that was it. The Royals won it 3-2. Royals bullpen, great. Three pitchers combined for 4 2/3 innings of scoreless work. Nice. And the Blue Jays went 1-for-13 at the plate against the Royals bullpen. Hey, 11,000 fans were at the game at Kauffman Stadium last night as the Royals are back in the win column, snapping a three-game losing streak. The Royals hosting the Blue Jays again tonight. Game three of a four-game set. Of course, you can hear the game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's go to Major League Baseball, where the Minnesota Twins were in action. Last night, Minnesota Twins taking on the bottom team in the league, the Chicago White Sox, and the Twins got some nice action from a former member of the Wichita Wind Surge, Trevor Larnach.
Larnach 1-for-3 with a double, scored back in the first. Larnach a swing and a drive, right field and deep, back it goes and gone. A one-run game at Target Field on Larnach's second, and it's 5-4 Chicago.
And the Twins come back and beat the White Sox. 6-5 was the final score in that one. Former Surge player Trevor Larnach helping the Twins to a victory there. Big news in Wichita yesterday. The United States Figure Skating Championships are coming to Wichita, downtown at Intrust Bank Arena on the third week of January, coming up next year in 2025. Should have an economic impact somewhere of at least $8 million for the Wichita area. Yeah. And this is a massive event, and it's the first time it's ever being held in the state of Kansas. Big coup for Wichita there to get the United States Figure Skating Championships coming here in January. Another college baseball action yesterday. KU wins. Jayhawks win on the road at Nebraska 9-4. The Kansas baseball team has won 7 of its last 8. K-State baseball team wins at home. Beats Omaha 6-4 in front of 2,200 in Manhattan last night. K-State now 25-15 on the season. The Wildcats have won 4 of their last 5. Take a look at a little part of our sports history. It was 50 years ago on this day. Sedgwick County Commission approved the purchase of 240 acres for the proposed Kansas Coliseum. The land cost the county more than $200,000, about $700 per acre, plus interest and other costs, all for the proposed $7 million Kansas Coliseum. The county approved that land purchase 50 years ago today for the Kansas Coliseum. And a happy birthday today to a pretty interesting guy that came here through Wichita, played baseball, Carlos Beltran. He is 37 years old today. I'm wrong on that. He is 47.
47.
I was off by 10 years. Carlos Beltran is 47 years old today, born in Puerto Rico, played for the Wichita Wranglers in 1998, hit 352, drove in 44 runs in 47 games. He was ready to get up to the big leagues. He was the American League Rookie of the Year the following year after he played in Wichita in 1999 with the Royals. A 9-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glove winner in the outfield. Played 20 years in the big leagues, the first 7 of those with the Royals. Great switch hitter. Career batting average, .279, 2,700 hits, 435 home runs, 1,600 runs driven in. Of course, he was on that 2017 World Series winning team for the Houston Astros in 7 games over the Dodgers. But Carlos Beltran was the only one that was named as the ringleader during that sign-stealing scandal, which has clouded that World Series and his career. He was named manager of the New York Mets, but once the news of that scandal broke, he never managed a single game for the Mets.
Ooh,
in the Mets front office. But certainly a cloud over his career. In that World Series championship. Carlos Beltran, the former Wichita Wrangler. It's his birthday. He's 47 today. At Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Changing the standards for nursing homes. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Oh.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 on this Wednesday morning, 56 degrees. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke on the chamber floor ahead of the vote on the foreign aid bill Tuesday night. The Republican official stressed the importance of the vote.
This is an extremely important day in the history of our country and of the free world. They're all watching, waiting to see what we would do.
The bill provides $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. The package passed with a 79-18 vote. President Biden says he will sign the bill.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county's annual budget writing process is beginning. He says the budget challenges haven't changed much since he was elected to the board.
We had lost a third of our paramedics in EMS, so response times were lagging. The starting wage at the Sedgwick County Fireman was $14.60. The sheriff was down 112 deputies, and ComCare was down 200 full-time employees. And we've made a lot of headway in the last 15 months, a lot, significant.
Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
The Interest Bank Arena will be the host of the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in 2025, bringing the competition to Kansas for the first time. Olympic medalist Jason Brown says winners would then move on to a bigger stage.
What makes this event even more special this coming year is it is like the start of our Olympic run. So depending on how we do at the U.S. Championships in Wichita, we'll decide the world team.
Visit Wichita estimates the event will generate around $8 million for the community. Tickets go on sale in May.
National Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday. Officials in Derby have installed a special drop box outside the police station on Baltimore. Police Captain Derek Dunn says anyone may drop off unused prescription drugs or even illegal drugs, no questions asked.
It's completely anonymous. We're not going to track people down after the fact. We're not going to research who deposits items into the box unless they would be, you know, exceptionally hazardous to us, you know, something that would be bad.
That box is open 24/7.
A search for metal objects in a Georgia creek has found evidence in a nearly decade-old murder.
The magnet fishing excursion uncovered a rifle that may have been used to kill a couple from Marietta in 2015. The same fisherman also found a bag with Bud and June Runyon's IDs and credit cards in it. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is looking into it, but a suspect is already awaiting trial for the Runyon's deaths. Ronnie Towns was indicted twice for their murder, once in 2015, which was thrown out, then again in 2020. He's pleaded not guilty, but investigators and prosecutors believe the new evidence helps their case against Towns, whom they say lured the Runyons by offering to sell them a car. Towns could be tried as early as August. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for your Wednesday. There's also going to be a 30% chance of seeing a few spotty showers, possibly hearing a rumble of thunder as well. Little bit cooler today temperature-wise with a high of only 70, with a northeasterly breeze switching out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, 56 degrees, northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Food and Drug Administration says samples of pasteurized milk had tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus that has infected dairy cows. The agency stressed that the material is inactivated and that the findings do not represent actual virus that may be a risk to consumers. Officials added that they're continuing to study the issue. The announcement comes nearly a month after an avian influenza virus that has sickened millions of wild and commercial birds in recent years was detected in U.S. dairy cows in the last eight states. U.S. Department of Commerce of Agriculture says nearly 33 herds have been affected to date. So far, it appears just no real threat to human beings. But there you go. Bird flu in the cows.
Some of those cows in Kansas.
Yeah. A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday, collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. She's only in the fifth grade, but she decided to go to do it after she found out a girl she knew couldn't afford a dress.
a seamstress volunteered and did the free alterations. I picked that up because it caught my eye because my two granddaughters, the twins, went to a couple of proms here this year. And I don't know what they're going to do with their dresses, but it just seems like a very nice idea. Because, you know, those dresses, Ted, you wear them once and that's
and then they're in your closet for the rest of your life.
Stay in the closet or that's the last time. Mm. All right, the federal government is going to pay nearly $140 million to the victims of former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Now, this is over the FBI's mishandling of the case. Justice Department agreed to $138.7 million civil settlement Tuesday after the FBI was accused of botching the initial investigation into Nassar. That was in 2015, and that allowed him to continue abusing patients for months. Nearly $1 billion in settlements now been paid to more than 100 of Nassar's victims, including a $380 settlement by, $380 million by USA Gymnastics and a $500 million settlement by Michigan State University. 60-year-old Nassar serving what is effectively a life sentence on charges of sex abuse and child pornography. I guess the FBI didn't take him too seriously the first time around, and now they're going to have to pay. The government is. All right, 735, Steve and Ted. All right, let's see here, Ted. I'm going to tell you, look what's on my calendar this morning. Let's talk about the FTC going to look at doing away with the non-compete contracts. Have you ever had one of those?
Nope.
I have, and it's all a one-way deal. It's all for the company, and it's not for the employee. But I'll be glad to see him get rid of that. If they do. 7:36 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And you know what? Here you got your cell phone. It's not working anymore. What do you do with it?
Yeah, what do you do with that cell phone?
Throw it in the river? Probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea there.
And we've got something called electronics waste disposal going on now. And Susan D. Erlenwine, Director of Sedgwick County Environmental Resources, with us this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
You have the answer to this question. You've been collecting this stuff. Tell us about it.
Okay, Sedgwick County is providing a free electronic waste collection event. It's at April 25th through 27th now. We did it last week as well. And it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sedgwick County West Yard. That's 4701 Southwest Street. So the northwest corner of West Street and 47th Street South. And people can bring in their unwanted electronics. The company we are working with is a zero waste company. Everything is recycled. Nothing is sent overseas. And the information on any of your hard drives, whether that's in a printer, a copier, your cell phone, or computer, is totally destroyed. Mm. So we think that safety is important for all of that information people have and don't know how to take out a hard drive themselves. We'll do it for them, and all the information will be wiped.
Hey, Susan, I don't know if you mentioned this. What are the hours that you're going to be open to do this?
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
9 to 2. All right. And you've already collected quite a lot of stuff. How much have you picked up so far?
Well, when we did this last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we had 1,980 cars bring in 184,751 pounds of electronics. So I think we're making a good dent in getting rid of this material. You know, people spend a lot of money on electronics, and they hate to see it just thrown away, but there's a lot of good material in the electronics that can be recycled, but it's also keeping bad chemicals out of the environment, like lead in the old TV screens or monitor screens.
Yeah.
All of that would be properly recycled, and so we really encourage people to take advantage of this event.
Susan, what's the most common piece of equipment that you're seeing come in there?
Well, we're seeing a lot of televisions and cell phones coming in. Some of the TVs take up the entire size of the back of a pickup truck. We take the TVs if they're in cabinets or just we've seen old plasma TVs come in, the huge, large screen TVs. We've also seen printers and, of course, the computer towers coming in.
Seems like, in my house anyway, it seems like a printer will last about 4 years, and then you got to get another one. And then what do you do with it?
Yeah, so exactly.
I mean, in the old days, you'd have some parts of it like a car, and you could just keep redoing it. But these computers, that say if after a couple of years, they say, go ahead and get rid of it. But you've got the answer. That's great what you're doing, as far as I'm concerned. A real service for our community.
Thank you.
And, again, that's all part of what you do. You're in charge of environmental resources, and you had Earth Day this last Monday? Mm-hmm. So
that's correct.
Yep, but you've been pretty busy.
Yes, we have. Staff's been doing a lot of presentations out there this week. And this is just part of it, as you mentioned, environmental. So everything from ozone to groundwater contamination. So we try to help the environment in any way.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, Susan, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your time. Susan Erlenwine is Director of Sedgwick County Environmental Resources. And I did one of our issues programs with her several months ago, and it was pretty interesting. The county's doing a lot.
Delve into a lot of different areas.
Kind of watch over the environment for us. 7:41 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Important figure skating event is coming to Wichita. That's on the way with Stephen Ted here on KNSS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Revenue challenges may stop construction of one of two planned Wichita fire stations. 33-year-old man shot and killed in North Wichita. Person of interest in custody. Senate passes $95 billion foreign aid package to help U.S. allies. President Biden will sign the bill. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Seeing a little bit of a heavy traffic slowdown. This is eastbound on Kellogg. It's right around the Meridian area. Watch out for that. We've also got the report of a brush fire. Fire crews responding 5900 block of South Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 72 degrees. 60% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 55. Thursday, 90% chance for rain and thunderstorms and a high tomorrow of 70 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Find a special gift for Mother's Day this year at Hat Man Jack's. Hats for gardening, golf, or time at the lake. They also have hats for derby or dinner parties. Make an afternoon of game day in Delano and go see the Hat Man, located just north of Riverfront Stadium at the Clock Tower in Delano or at hatmanjacks.com. Boeing stocks closed lower Tuesday, but overall a positive day on Wall Street.
Stocks advancing for a second session as earnings season ramps up, with big tech stocks leading the charge. Most of the S&P 500 sectors ended higher. Tesla shares rose 2% after declining for seven straight sessions. The EV pioneer is slated to release earnings after the closing bell. PepsiCo shares lost ground, falling nearly 3%. The beverage and snack giant reported a strong quarter and delivered an earnings and revenue beat, but said that its Quaker Oats division swung to a loss on product recalls. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Boeing, United Health Group, and Walmart. The Dow rising 264 points. The NASDAQ up 245. S&P 500 up 60. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Despite a small dip in U.S. vehicle sales, General Motors' first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other higher-profit vehicles.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. U.S. Figure Skating announcing yesterday it has chosen Wichita for its 2025 National Championship event. The city will host figure skaters from across the United States next year in the 2025 Prevagen U.S. Figure Skating Championships. That will be held at Intrust Bank Arena January 22nd to the 26th. Champions in men's, women's, pairs, and ice dance events will be crowned in the downtown area months before it will host the first and second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. First time the championship for ice skating, figure skating, is coming to Wichita here in the state of Kansas.
For the past 5 years, some parts of Valley Center have seen some wet circumstances. City Administrator Brent Clark tells the Wichita Business Journal he's been working on resolving a drainage issue from 93rd Street North to 7th Avenue since the winter of 2019. He explained that the lack of drainage causes stormwater drops from the west side of Meridian Avenue, causing concern for residents. Now that ownership of the property is in the targeted area has changed, Clark and a pair of established Wichita developers have two solutions for the drainage concerns: a mixed-use development and 15 acres worth of ponds. The development is called Harvest Place. It has 130 acres of land, which sprawls from the southeast corner of Meridian Avenue to 93rd Street. And that's a look at local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. That's had that figure skating championship coming to Wichita. That's a big deal, isn't
it? Sure is.
I don't remember that we've ever had something like that before. I guess we haven't. Never have it in Kansas. How'd we get that? Somebody must have been hustling out there.
Go Wichita people,
yeah,
out there hustling.
They
say,
are.
Hey, we're out here. Consider us.
Well, Intrust Bank Arena is a terrific place for any kind of venue, and yeah, glad to see we're putting it to good use.
Yeah, it seems like cities like Indianapolis and Omaha and Oklahoma City seem to get a lot of that business, and it's good to see us in the mix on some of that.
All right. Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Kind of an interesting story that we've been covering and will continue to cover for a while probably is something with the Valley Center baseball team, high school baseball team. Apparently they slaughtered a chicken on the baseball diamond the other day, and they've gotten in trouble for that. Suspended the whole season. It appears that maybe the coaching staff was involved or at least knew about it. Somebody turned them in, some employees said, hey, they're out there killing chickens on the baseball diamond. Now, of course, the big question in my mind is, why would you do something like that? Is that supposed to motivate or inspire somebody, or is it just having fun? I mean, chicken, I mean, we slaughter billions of them every day for food.
For food, not for
high school
other reasons.
Baseball team, and apparently it's a no-no. Anyway, they've suspended the whole season. There you go. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. My wife, Shelley, we've gone and we've got the flowers. We've got the special soil she has to have, or as I call it, well, it's just a bag of dirt. No. No, if you know what you're doing, they got all kinds of soil preparation stuff to go through. And she's
been, it's big time.
I've been
all pH and
a couple of days here. We've been piling it up, going to the
Johnson's and Ace and getting all this stuff. And now it's going to be up to her to plant some flowers and get them going. And I'm hoping she wants to do it by this weekend, but I'm sure she's going to be dodging some rain, raindrops.
She wants to get it done before the rain?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to. I said, well, we got time. We got to get those flowers in, though. She always likes to get them in about this time, just before, River Festival starts. So she got to, and that's when everybody's doing that. Everybody's doing something
She's
in
got
the
a
yard.
Month and a half before the River Fest starts.
It starts, no rush. Yeah, it starts the end of May.
Or first week of June. Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. She's getting all ready for that time. And I support her by usually just turning the dirt and getting out of the way.
Well, that's important as well. Yeah. Somebody's got
to
do that.
Somebody's got to know what not to do. Today is National Administrative Professionals Day, also known as Secretary's Day or Admin Day, recognizing the professionals who keep an office running smoothly every day. And the day recognizes the work of secretaries, administrative assistants, receptionists, and other administrative support professionals. And frankly,
none of which we have anymore.
We don't have them anymore. Our managers over the past, we have from several years, of course, we had Jackie Wise. She never had an administrative assistant.
No.
Anything that she had to do, she pretty much did it herself.
Hands on.
Yeah. But we did have, of course, we had a receptionist for many years, a person named Kathy Buss. She was the front door of the radio
station. Best.
And she took care of us. She made sure that everything was organized. And we lost her. She didn't die. She left our employment.
Another casualty of office downsizing that so many companies have experienced. But that does come at a human cost.
Yeah, if you've got an office going and you don't have the receptionist there or somebody, that's tough. My wife worked, of course, in her career of over 40 years in the workplace, did a lot of administrative assistant type work. So I appreciate it. I think I'll do something special for her today, even though she's retired. Maybe just, take the trash out or something? What do you think, Ted?
You'll take the trash out?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Candide coming up this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I'll do. I'll take her to Candide Saturday night. How's that?
That's good.
Yeah. You'll be there, right?
Yeah. We had our first big rehearsal in the Symphony Hall last night.
Yeah.
So did the whole thing beginning to end. Yeah.
How'd it work?
Big production. Oh, the orchestra sounds great.
All right.
Oh, they are so good.
Yeah, it's a Century 2. Any tickets left, you think?
Oh, there are. If you want to go see, I'm in the chorus, Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Famous Kelsey Grammer is in from out of town, and he is the narrator of the whole show, Leonard Bernstein's Candide. Mm-hmm. And if you want tickets, you can go to selectaseat.com/Candide. This is all being put on by the Wichita Grand Opera.
Very good.
Huge event.
All right, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday night and Sunday night down at Century 2.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted this morning. Stay with us. We got a lot of information for you this morning. Senate passes a big foreign aid package. We'll tell you about that. And also details on a fatal shooting in North Wichita. Ted will have a look at sports, as always.
Yeah, see how the Shockers did on the road last night and against a top 20 team. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news, The Blur.
Yeah, good stuff. We have really good audio coming up. Entertainment news in The Blur. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.